Now he says, beginning here with verse 10, he's going to talk about the bad reputation of the Cretans. This is on the island of Crete. And believe me, friends, all men are sinners. Every tribe, condition of man, we all are brothers in the sense that we are all sinners. But we are not all in the brotherhood of God, because you only become that through the new birth, becoming sons of God through faith in Christ. But we sure are all sons of Adam. And in Adam, all die because all have sinned. But these Cretans, they were a little worse than some others. Well, you notice this. For there are many unruly and vain talkers. That is, empty chatterers. There are certain Christians, I'm sure that you know, that they are rather frothy at the mouth. Great talkers. Just talk of Blue Street. I rode the other day with a man about 200 miles in his car, and from the moment I got in till I got out, only thing I had to do was grunt, and he kept talking. I didn't mind that because I didn't want to talk. I was weary. I had preached, and I really wanted to rest, but it wasn't necessary for me to talk. And when you add up all he had to say, it was just a great big bag of nothing. That is, a whole lot of hot air. And there are many empty talkers. Now, it's one thing to have fun. It's one thing to be lighthearted. But my friend, as a Christian, if you're living on a plane where it's nothing in the world, by just constant chatterer and with nothing in the world but empty words, that's what this means. And deceivers. And what do they do? Especially they are the circumcision. There were many there that were tempting, of course, to contradict Paul. And verse 11 says, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Now, they overthrow whole families, you see. This actually was a very serious sort of thing. And I don't care wherever the word of God is sown, the devil always gets in. He's the enemy. And he always sows tares. And I found that to be true. I was back east not long ago, and somebody was telling me on a certain radio station, which is meeting a great need. We are reaching multitudes of people there, and many have turned to Christ. And they told us about one of the cults now follows our program. And, of course, the fellow attempts to correct us. He does it in a nice way. He dare not mention me by name because that probably would take him off the air. But the important thing is to note that the devil always gets in. Now, great work had been done in Crete, but the enemy was right there to sow seed. And he says they teach things ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Now he goes on. He says, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. And my friend, is, I wouldn't think Paul's being complimentary here, would you, when he speaks of them like that? But actually, they had that reputation in the Roman world of Paul's day. That island is, as we've said before, one of the largest of the Greek islands. It is the largest. And the one that Paul is referring to when he says that one of their own, one of their poets, it was Epimenides. And he was born in Crete in 659 B.C., and there's a legend that goes with him that strictly Greek mythology. He was sent out at his father's order in search of sheep, and he lay down in a cave, and he fell asleep, and he slept for 50 years. This was the first Rip Van Winkle. And he was not only the first Rip Van Winkle, because after sleeping 50 years, his hair grew. And when he appeared, he had long hair and a flowing beard. He was not only the first Rip Van Winkle, he was the first hippie that we have. And he had an astonishing knowledge of medicine and natural history. And the stories that concern him are tremendous. I don't care to develop that other than to call your attention that he's one of their outstanding ones, and he's the one that wrote, "Crete, which 100 cities doth maintain, cannot deny this, though to lying given." And the very word Cretan was put into a Greek word, kratismos, which means lying. And it does mean everybody lived in Crete were liars, any more than when you can say that all of the Scottish people are tight-fisted, because some of them are very liberal. Carnegie, who gave all the libraries, he was from Scotland, and he was very generous. But that's the reputation that they have. Of course, somebody got out the word that the reason that the Scottish people have that reputation is that at heart, they're really very generous. And because they just have a tendency to give away everything, they had to circulate that report that they were rather tight-fisted so that they wouldn't lose everything they have. And that, my friend, I think is mythology also. But the Cretans had this reputation. Now, it's marvelous what the grace of God can do and did do among these people there. And so he calls them, they're liars, they're evil beasts, beastly, act like animals, and they're lazy gluttons. They were lazy people and big eaters, by the way.